Pew, 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 pew.
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
What do you think? Oh, I can hear myself. Yep.
My friends and I, we have been quoting, do you know the Peanut Butter Baby video?
Oh, yeah.
We've been quoting that all the time, where it just goes, does that feel good? Ah.
Well, you know what that's like? It's like
it's all we do now. We just, like, throughout the house, we'll just be like, does that feel good? Ah.
You know when, like, scientists, like, hypothesize what, like, King Tut's voice sounded like? Do you know the video I'm talking about? And it's like, they spent years and millions of dollars on research, and they now know what King Tut sounded like. And it's a clip of, like, the tomb, and he goes, ah. It's like my favorite, like, same vein, one of my favorite.
Same vein as the Peanut Butter Baby.
King Tut, Peanut Butter Baby, famously same person.
King Tut, does that feel good?
Ah. Oh goodness.
Well, what we should be saying is does that feel good? Ooh.
Why is that? Oh, is that because our radio station show today is spooky?
It's spooky, it's scary. This is our Halloween special show, guys.
Whoa. Ghost scares for dads.
Ghost scares for dads, more
like
it. You've
heard of great songs for dads. Get ready for Ghost scares
for dads. This is for the ghosts, the goblins, the ghouls
among us.
The dads, the dead dads, the monsters.
The momsters.
This goes out to my momster. I was just with my momster earlier today.
Wait, really?
I got dinner with my momster.
Is she in
my momster is my momster is visiting, yeah.
Oh. Tell her I say hi.
I shall, yeah. She's visiting for a little bit, and then my momster and my dead.
My dead.
They're coming up again later.
Wow. That's so exciting.
But yeah, this is our Halloween special, guys. It is festive. It is spooky. We chose songs which are scary, and creepy and crawly.
And you might be just a little creeped out, so make sure that the lights are on and you're with a safe friend.
Yeah, make sure the lights are on and that your doors are locked. You don't know who's gonna be crawling around to get you.
We're talking to you. We see your door.
It's unlocked. It's unlocked. The goblins are out. They're waiting to come in. They want to listen to our show.
The goblins are like, let me in. Tune into WMFO.org.
They're like, hey, let me
it's
in.
Ghost Scares for Dads.
Good Songs for Dads on WMFO.
Famously. To those of you who are listening right now, because it kind of feels like I'm talking into an abyss, this is my first time being
back
on radio.
Yes, guys, we're reunited again. Oh, it feels so...
And fucking months. I can curse now.
Yeah, we can curse.
Fuck! That's awesome.
We can curse now because it's past 10 p.m.
My first night show ever.
I know, guys. It's so refreshing. Everybody missed the banter. The banter is back. Anyway, without further ado, we've bantered long enough. This first song...
Fapple.
Yes, this is a song by Fapple off of her album with the really long name, and I think you can tell why I picked this for Halloween, because this is Werewolf by Miss Fapple.
Fiona Apple.
If you were not aware.
I could liken you to a werewolf, the way you left me for dead. But I admit that I provided a full moon. And I could liken you to a shark, the way you bit off my head. But then again, I was waving around a bleeding open wound. But you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me. We're like a wishing well and a bolt of electricity, but we can still support each other. All we gotta do is avoid each other. Nothing wrong when a song ends in a minor key. Nothing wrong when a song.
Shut up, hot for
And I could liken you to a chemical, the way you made me compound to compound. But I'm a chemical to inevitable, you and me wouldn't mix. And I could liken you to a lot of things, but I always come around. Cause in the end, I'm a sensible girl. I know the fiction of the fix, but you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me. We're like a wishing well and a bolt of electricity, but we can still support each other. All we gotta do is avoid each other. Nothing wrong when a song ends in a minor key. Nothing wrong.
Ooh.
Wow. What good songs back to back.
What great songs back to back.
What ghost scares back to back.
I heard them and I went, woo! I went, ah! Eh. I heard them and I went, eh.
So you just heard, after Werewolf by Fiona Apple, you heard Bug Like an Angel by Mitski, the first song on her newest album, which I really love. I think I've spoken to Mitski fans, and they're like, yeah, we like it. But, like, I don't know, this one is really doing it for me. I had this, like, moment, my semester started off rough and busy, and then part of my franticness of, like, oh my god, this semester is, like, unsustainable, I was like, I haven't even had the time to listen to the new Mitski album. And then I decided...
Oh my god, what is going on with my life?
That was the moment.
That is the sign that things are going horribly wrong.
Like, I haven't even had the time to take for myself, so I decided to drop a class, and when I did that, the first thing that I did was listen to the Mitski album, and it was an amazing moment, and it made me so happy. And it was
so great. Happy.
So, so good.
It made me so happy, you guys, to listen to the new Mitski album, you guys. It made me so happy.
So I guess I have, like, good emotional attachments with it. But please, let me know in the comments what you guys think.
And it's super scary because bugs are gross.
And angels are also pretty freaky when you think about religion, yeah, and whatnot.
And speaking of continuing with that theme...
Of religion. The next song.
What is scarier than
bugs.
When you're walking down the street and you see... Christian Brothers coming at you.
Oh, God.
Oh, I shudder at the thought.
No, don't cancel it. We don't mean that. It was just like a bit.
It's a bit to lead into this song, Christian Brothers by Elliot Smith. He covered this song on his debut album, Roman Candle. But this was a song that he originally did with his old band, Heat Miser, when he was going for more of a punk sound.
Heat Miser.
And it's really fun because it's like a... It's a Elliot Smith song that I know is kind of like his typical like soft ballady thing, but it's like a much more aggressive sound. He's like trying a much more like punk inflection on it. I wish there was more Heat Miser stuff, but unfortunately they broke up and Elliot Smith is now dead.
Rip.
But Christian Brothers. Well, it's time for some Jewish brothers around here.
That's me and Henry.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, exactly.
We're there. Okay, bye.
Yep. All right, song.
Thank you. the new way I behave now. And actually live by the shape of that sound. Circle in the back of my throat. Spinning in my head and on my pillow. Telling you things you don't need to know. Letting you know I trust you so much. And I'm looking at you through the lights. Circle blinking in the tungsten. Wondering how I seem to you.
This is your Pumpkin Man 7298 here. I am a big fan of pumpkins, and what you just heard was Christian Brothers by Heat Miser, and then a song that is unrelated to pumpkins, but you can maybe find pumpkins in a pine grove.
And a grove of pines is always a pumpkin. That was a spoiler, Pine Grove. The song is Rings off of that album. That's Two Blue Squares, Skylights. I think that Pine Grove always has lyrics that I find really poetic after I listen to the song like 20 times. I'm like, it's art. But the first time I listen through, I'm like, this shit means nothing. But Rings is definitely one of them. Stay there while I find you that lyric. I'll talk.
Yeah. Daniela has played Pine Grove a bunch of times. Even though I've absorbed many songs from her through osmosis and because our brains are connected through a tube, I have not listened to Pine Grove yet. So maybe that'll go through the brain tube later today, and I'll absorb it this year. But she put me onto Alex G. I'm sure that she put me onto other things. I think it's Pine Grove. And then the band whose name I can say now, Starfucker.
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 Fucker.
Yeah.
Fucker. Sorry.
One who fucks stars.
Okay, so the lyric I wanted to share was, You were sleeping with your rings on, cardinal wings in the early morning, waking up to a metaphor forming. Waking up to a metaphor forming. I think that's just like a cool line. Like, you know, when you wake up to a metaphor forming, but at the first time you're like, wow, Pine Grove, that's like really pretentious and means nothing. But then a couple of mornings ago, I woke up and boom, there it was, a metaphor.
It was forming.
It was, and it
oh,
was
and
forming.
Boy, was it forming.
And if anything was happening, that metaphor was forming.
Yeah.
And enough to say about that, I'm a big Pine Grove fan from Montclair, New Jersey. I'm a big fan of New Jersey. Don't quote me on that. The next song you're going to hear is...
Two things that are really scary. Animals and mountain men.
And tracks.
Tracks.
And men.
in general.
Animals and men. Oh, my God. Animal
my
tracks,
worst nightmare.
Mountain man.
If I see a guy walking his dog, I lose it. I freak out.
Literally the two worst things I've ever seen.
The two worst things ever. Men and animals. I can't take it.
Tracks. Mountains. Short song, very folky. And then after that you'll hear
St. Charles Square by Blur. I'll have more to say about that song after you hear it. Sorry. The scariest song ever. Animal Tracks by Mountain Men.
We'll drink horse by the beer and sit on your back stairs in a whisper in your ear in the summer air, in the summer. Sweat will roll down our backs and follow animal tracks to a tree in the woods and a house in the leaves. We'll see the bright baby eyes of a chickadee.
Basement flat with window bars. Party's outside. Spare me the gloaters and the pain. I don't want it anymore. Something down here and it's living under the floorboards. It's up and down the clock of the town, all back in time. Oh, I'll ride with you, baby, I'll ride with you forever. But we might not get back to ourselves at all. Man, Tesco Disco. The room is shrinking fast around me. It grabbed me by the ankle and pulled me under. Loneliness, I've been here before. 'Cause every generation has its gilded pirates with vibrations in the bass. I don't like this scene. All his ghosts come back to haunt me. Think I'm gonna.
You just heard St. Charles Square by Blur. This
it was
is
so blurry.
So blurry. This was Blur's reunion album. Blur was away for a while. They ruled the Britpop scene in the 90s. They've had a few reunion albums, and then they came back to make this one, The Ballad of Darren, which is just banger after banger. This song is so clean, or this album is just like so clean. This song is great. It's just, it's aggressive, it's punchy. Damon Albarn is on here, and after listening to like three albums of him doing Gorillaz songs where he's like singing really soft and his voice is through like a weird like staticky radio filter, it's so nice to hear him just like clearly like singing and hitting these notes and just like having fun with it. And I put this song on here because it's scary. There's screams in here. There's he talks about there's something living underneath the floorboards. It's grabbing me with its long claws. You know?
Henry and I have been scared shitless in the studio. We've been, like, hiding under tables out of fear.
We've been so scared by the... It's a song about a ghoul.
Ah!
It's about a little ghoul in the
just
studio.
Just like you, listener. Just like
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just like you. Just like you. This song is about you,
you little ghoul.
You little goblin ghoul.
Ah! I haven't listened to that band before. They're a little, like, parquet courtsy. And you hear that?
A little bit, yeah. This isn't, like... I mean, like, I've cycled in and out of Blur albums. I think, like, this is their new-ish sound. If you listen to, whatever the album that, like, Song 2 is off of, you definitely know Song 2. It's the one that goes, like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, woo-woo,
da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na Right.
Yeah, the little ghouls listening were like, I love Blur.
Henry's version of it. The next song is the spookiest song I contributed to this playlist today, Toil and Trouble by Angelo D'Augustine. Honestly, the song is great, but the album art is better. If you have access to any way of seeing it right now, please look up Toil and Trouble, Angelo D'Augustine. It's like a cauldron with eyes and a mouth and snakes on it, and there's fire under it, and like it's such cool album art, and that's really just awesome, and I want you little ghouls to look at it.
I love it when the witches make the big soup.
write in the comments below what toil and trouble makes you think of. Wrong answers only.
Write in the comments below what you would throw in your big soup.
Oh, believe in anything. If you take away all this pain, oh God, is this the end? I've seen it before on CNN. All of the mind held an evil inside. I don't know where. Dark was the night. Toil and trouble, my only delights. I don't know where I went. You do anything. If I numb away all your pain, the poppy field and the golden gate, the dragon's fiery fall from grace, all of a mind held an evil inside. I don't know where. Dark was the night. Toil and trouble, my only delights. I don't know where I went wrong. I don't know where I went wrong.
You know what I mean? Like I told a nigga, I'm like, yo, you know my body, my nigga. I don't know what you talking about, but you know I get down, baby. I'm trying to talk crazy over here.
I got the whole world on my hands now. Attitude, fuck it, like I'm cold with my pants down. You pussy, I'd always been a dog. Most of the game of rookies, you know that we came to ball. Sooner you bring it to me, the sooner we ship it out. Fantasy and bad decisions, making millions up a sound. What this bad lotto, my motto, driver swerve pothole. Numbers don't lie when on my side, capo.
I got an energy problem, no, I got an enemy problem. No, I got a Hennessy problem, paranoia's getting me. Probably opposite of kamikaze, poppy. Yo, shit, never dropping, stop it. Tight body, nothing sloppy, butter toppy. Zombie gang, 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 body rotten. Gucci dress, my casket shopping. I'm possessed, the acid dropper, never lying. Well, I'm designing rhyming, Grammy moves is what I'm inclined to do. I'm sorry, silly rhyming, your highness. Don't need no kind of boots, this is highly excitable. Riot and sign, frying my mind. Body with chemicals, why? Try it all in your mind. Red eye flights, I'm going on a roll. Let's roll the dice, till you want anything. Take your life for life, some strife. I'm quite nice, precise, with knives, slice and dice. Inhale, exhale, close one eye, then snipe. Beware these hair of the tail from the dark side. Nobody gets out alive. Ask why I sing and cried when I was baptized. All I got is my balls, my word, my pride. I hear five goes rider. Just meets no hill, no rider, no sire. Pussy boy, he fire. Flatbush, he sire.
Got the whole world on my hands now. Attitude, fuck it, like I'm cold with my pants down. You pussy, I'd always been a dog. Most of the game of rookies, you know that we came to ball. Sooner you bring it to me, the sooner we ship it out. Fantasy and bad decisions, making millions up a sour. With this bad lotto, my motto, driver swerve pothole. Numbers don't lie, when on my side, copo.
Yeah, dirty Lakers jersey. No disrespect to Reggie the Noble. Repeatedly hitting your whip until it's been total. Please, lady, no photos. I'm hardly sober. My omens have only told me to focus on every quote and expose every single soul with the motives of taking over the globe, taking over the road. On the dough with my bros, I'm bowling with pins and woes. More than convinced I'm old. Wisdom infinite fold. My window is tinted. Close these niggas as gimmicks. So I hit them like Riddick Bowe. I'm dripping the pater. Told you niggas is paper plus. You fucking with angel dust. Woo, we can't be fucked with. It's nothing. The niggas, no disgusting. I crushed them. Sweetest custard. Apply the pressure. The mess, yeah, the dozier. Closer with the Yankees play their closers. Can't you see me? 3D? That's the memory. It's the melody. Eat your shit, human centipede.
I got the whole world on my hands now. Attitude, fuck it, like I'm cold with my pants down. You pussy, and I always been a dog. Most of the game of rookies, you know that we came to ball. The sooner you bring it to me, the sooner we ship it out. Fantasy and bad decisions, making millions up a sound. With this bad lotto, my motto, driving swerve pothole. Numbers don't lie, when on my side, copo.
Yeah, I learned a new word today, nigga. Triskaidekaphobia. Extreme superstition regarding the number 13. That's why niggas don't be having 13th floor on the building. Anyway, most project buildings don't really get past 13th floor anyway, so I don't really matter. It's popping, blood. You good? You good? You cook the 13th floor for me? Hey, yo! 13th floor! All right, 11th floor.
All right, what you just heard was Dirty Elevator Music by the Flatbush Zombies. Yes, it's a spooky, scary song by a band with zombies in the name. I really like the Flatbush Zombies. I haven't listened to them in nearly, it's way too long. I listened to them back in high school, I remember. There's one, I don't know any of the individual members' names, but there's one guy in there who has just, like, such a gruff voice, and it's so awesome whenever he raps, and he sounds so cool, and, it's good to bring him back. They're a cool group, and they got Zombie in the name, and, we are a community-run radio station here at WMFO, which means that we need to support our community. We are for the community.
Yeah. As a patient-facing community radio show, we have to deliver you guys some tips and tricks.
On how to community.
And whatnot.
Exactly.
Today we're going to talk about numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs.
Give me some numbers. Hit me with some numbers.
A single Bitcoin.
One Bitcoin?
In its self-transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatts. Hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. What? One Bitcoin transaction?
One single Bitcoin?
73 days?
Are you telling me that a single Bitcoin can power my home for 73?
I can't even conceptualize that. Anyway, comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payments, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions.
Women in STEM. Women in STEM.
Nah, I'm in the social fucking science. I don't know. What do you guys think cognitive and brain science
is? Cognitive brain science STEM?
Let me know in the comments.
Let us
down
know
below.
In the comments.
A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Thank you for that point of reference.
It's so heavy, guys. Oh my god.
iPhone 12s.
I have one iPhone 12 in my pocket. And
Henry's literally lopsided when he walks.
I know. I'm bending towards the ground. It's horrible.
Whoa. That's all I want to say on that. In general, guys, Bitcoins. I know that you spend all of your... I know when you're listening to this right now, you're probably doing whatever people
do. We know you're mining Bitcoin right now. We know that everybody who we speak to loves cryptocurrency and is so into cryptocurrency.
Yeah, it's like so everyone's doing it,
it's just all you do and it defines you guys. You gotta stop, man.
Because, like...
The climate,
the environment,
bro.
Literally, and community.
Bro, you didn't even think about the climate, bro.
Climate, more like climate.
Yeah.
Or like...
Climbs.
Anyway, the next song we're gonna play for you guys is Improvisation on a Familiar Tune by Andrew Bird from his newest album, Outside Problems. Is that the full... Sorry, let me check up on that. Yeah. It's like a pretty much fully instrumental album. He is, Andrew Bird, a really talented instrumentalist, but most of his songs have been like pretty like typical indie rock, folk rock kind of stuff, but this is really a beautiful album. And the song that I have up for you guys, and I can say this now because this is a nighttime show, but oh my god, the first time I listened to this, I was like pretty high, and it was a like life-changing experience. So if you're not intoxicated already while listening to the show, now is the time to do it.
Now is the time to do it.
Get spooky.
Get spooky. Get spooky with it.
Only love is on the moon.
Really pretty song.
Oh, hey guys.
Hey
Didn't
guys.
Didn't see you there.
Oh my god. What are you doing here?
Flume by Bon Iver. Not really too scary, but scary in how it breaks your heart. Like,
yes.
That's a legitimate type of fear. Oh my god, what a gorgeous song. I love that album, For Emma. What is it? For Emma Forever Ago?
For Emma Forever Ago. Shout out to my sister Emma. This album is for you forever ago.
Yeah, he wrote it famously for her. It's gorgeous. It's his first album. I read recently Bon Iver was depressed and he took his car and drove 18 hours to his dad's hunting cabin, which was in the middle of nowhere, and he stayed there for months and he wrote this album without the intention of ever releasing music, and he hunted for his own food and reflected on life and watched TV and drank beer. And this is all quoting an Apple Music write-up, so no plagiarism. And then
I've heard this as well.
The most gorgeous, heart-wrenching album, and I'm a big Bon Iver fan, and all the shapes and forms he takes on. I feel like I hear another song by a name I haven't recognized, and it's like it's Bon Iver under a different name, a different band. I don't know. He's just kind of everywhere. Start looking out for it.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time left.
We don't have a lot of time left. Probably enough time for one song, maybe two. And guys, I swear that I'm not trying to do this super intentionally, but I have another song by this band, a band that Danielle and I saw live. It's another song. A couple weeks ago. It's another song by Geese, because Honk. They just released an EP of B-sides from their latest album, 3D Country, which we saw live. And this is their album of B-sides, 4D Country. And I didn't intend to put any of these songs on here. I wasn't like, oh, I really, really want to put another Geese song on the next radio show. But then I heard this song on the bus from the B-sides, and I was like, oh my god, this song is so good, and it's so upbeat, and, like, fun, and, like, has a nice little, like, poppy chord progression, and it has killing in the name,
yeah,
which is scary, because death is scary.
God, killing! Whoa!
So, anyway, sorry. As much as I don't want to be the guy who keeps talking about this cool new band that you haven't heard of called Geese, here is Killing My Borrowed Time off of the EP 4D Country by Geese.
What would there be
You just heard Killing My Borrowed Time by Geese. I am afraid that is all we have time for today on our very spooky, scary, spooky, scary Halloween special. I wish you the most frightening and scary night, haunted by ghosts and ghouls.
And great songs for dads.
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Have a great Halloween.
Have a
spooky
Halloween.
Be safe. Don't do anything we wouldn't do. Call your parents. They miss you.
Call your dads. Call your moms. Call your momsters. Call your deads.
You're dead.
You're dead.
Momster and dead.
Momster and dead. The two parents.
The two parents.
The two parents.
To end all parents.
But before we leave, I have one more question for you, Daniela.
Mm.
Does that feel good?
Eh.
Good night, everybody.